The sprawling desert arts festival known as Burning Man takes place every year around this time. Typically, it draws a sellout crowd of around 70,000 revelers. But this year is different. Burning Man is facing an unusual drop in demand. For the first time in years, there are actually tickets to spare. And here to explain why is NPR's Chloe Veltman. She's correspondent on NPR's Culture Desk. What's up, Chloe?
Hi there, Adrian.
So, Chloe, Burning Man kicks off next weekend and is usually a hot ticket, but things have cooled off.
That's true, but it's also true that other festivals like Coachella and Lollapalooza have also been struggling with ticket sales lately. Mm. The signs that there's something up with Burning Man, though, are for the first time since the festival started selling out in 2011, the organisers are offering tickets to last-minute buyers without requiring pre-registration. Also, the resale market is flooded. On sites like StubHub, you can currently get your hands on a ticket for less than half of the regular price.
Hmm, okay, so a lot of tickets to unload.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
Festival organisers are acting like the fire sale is intentional. In an email to NPR, they said the instant gratification, quote, encourages immediacy and makes it easy for more people to immerse themselves at the heart of the global Burning Man cultural movement. But members of the Burning Man community say the slowdown is happening for a couple of reasons. The first thing is the weather. Hudson Valley, New York-based burner Jackie Levy blames the record-breaking heat of 2022, followed by the mud-bath-inducing rains of 2023 for putting people off in 2024.
It takes so much work to already get there that after all your things get drenched and ruined, a lot of people just don't want to put themselves through that again.
And then there's the economy. Festival demographic data shows a big increase over the past decade of attendees with personal incomes of between $100,000 and $300,000, and also a steep decrease in those that earn less than $50,000. Now, many of those high-earning burners work in tech, and there have been a lot of layoffs in Silicon Valley lately, which could partly explain the drop in ticket sales. A standard ticket to this year's event costs $575. And, you know, by the time you pay for parking, camp dues, RV rentals, flights, and so on, it gets to be pretty pricey.
Yeah, so I'm getting a picture now. The rough weather is keeping some people away, and so is the fact that a lot of people just can't afford to go anymore.
That's right, Adrian. And the event has evolved in other ways too. Marisa Lenhart, who's been at Burning Man since 1999, when, by the way, a ticket costs less than $100, says the event has in recent years attracted many people who aren't interested in participating in the festival's core community spirit.
We've definitely seen a tendency toward these huge, expensive camps, almost concierge camping or what are called plug and plays, where people pay to attend.
So instead of contributing a skill, service, or product to Burning Man's gift economy, Lenhart says these people are paying others to haul in their lavish accommodations and clean up after them. And even though the festival organizers have been trying to tamp down on this behavior, it's causing some diehard burners to stay away.
Oh, and that includes Lenhart.
Actually, Lenhart is among the diehardest of them all. She says she still plans to lead the big camp she's been running at Burning Man for years, Death Guild Thunderdome.
What keeps me going back is Thunderdome, the community around this group of people who are my absolute friends and family in every way that matters.
Though she says her group will have fewer members this year. But some veteran burners also see a silver lining. We should talk about that, Adrian, like Oakland, California-based Tim Bremner. He says the slump might signal an end to the jet-setting plug-and-play crowd.
With this like turn of it maybe not selling out, I think people are hoping like, oh, then they got bored of it, you know?
And Bremner says the last-minute tickets might mean an influx of new people who might otherwise not be able to attend, and he's excited about that.
Okay, well, maybe you and I can scoop up a couple cheap tickets.
That would be fun.
All right. NPR's Chloe Veltman, thank you so much for joining us.
Real pleasure, Adrian.